Advantage Medical, providing supplies and equipment to the rehabilitation industry since 1994. For fast, courteous, efficient service, dial 800-577-5694 or our website, AdvantageMedical.com.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell and I am back with another episode of PT Talker. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. We love all of our listeners, especially those of you that write in to us on a regular basis. Hello to Jim. Jim, San Antonio, Texas. Actually, Texas listeners are great. They always send in good questions. And Jim, I appreciate you sending us a question, but you're the second person to tell me we need more about balance. And so, Jim, guess what? I have with me today Marcia Thompson, Dr. Marcia Thompson. She is a doctor of science, has her DPT. She is a consultant and educator and is trying to right now help people develop successful balance and vestibular programs. Welcome, Dr. Thompson, to our show.
Thank you, Jeff.
It is great to have you. Now, you and I actually know each other. We go way back. You have been in the physical therapy industry for years. You are you're actually seen as an expert in balance. And just give us kind of an overall sense of where you see balance in physical therapy before we get into the meat of our interview. Just kind of how do you see things going? It seems like everybody is talking about balance, especially Jim from San Antonio.
Well, balance is a hot topic these days, and most likely that's due to our aging population and a lot of the comorbidities and things, problems that people are living longer with. And so because our current methodologies have not been as effective overall, you know, people are looking for a better way. In particular, physicians are looking for a better answer.
So physicians are seeing these patients come to them that are known as dizzy patients or have some indicator, and they're looking for someone that can help them solve the problem. Is that the bottom line?
That is the bottom line. What's happening is these patients are coming to their office over and over again. There is no obvious medical disorder that is responsible, or perhaps there are several disorders that are perhaps interacting and causing a balance problem. Mm-hmm. They treat the medical problem at hand, yet the functional problem remains. They watch and they wait. It doesn't go away. They refer sometimes to general physical therapy, and certainly the patient gets stronger and perhaps becomes more independent, but the fall risk remains. So, again, the physicians are looking for a better answer, perhaps something more specialized to deal with the issue of balance. And I believe that that's what your caller is probably asking about.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, you are involved in helping physical therapy departments and facilities set up vestibular programs. Are there some basic things? I mean, should every physical therapy clinic be involved in balance in some way, or is it very, very specialized?
Actually, I think that there's two answers to that question, Jeff. The first is, yes, every clinic should have the basic understanding of how to screen the balance system completely and identify when perhaps more specialty care is required in order to perhaps figure out what's causing the balance problem. Again, remembering that these patients don't have a serious medical problem. So the second part of that answer is that you could also then become the specialty clinic. This is, again, the one that the physician is looking for, to give them information that they couldn't get themselves in an office exam, perhaps doing a Romberg, or perhaps even doing placing the patient on foam and asking them to close their eyes. Mm-hmm. Physicians are much more astute these days, but when they find a patient with a balance problem, they are looking for someone who is dedicated to the specialty practice of the evaluation and treatment of balance and vestibular disorders.
Okay. And so the patient is going to refer out to the specialty practice and with the hopes of solving the problem or finding the problem.
Yes.
Or both,
yes.
I guess, yeah.
Well, they've identified the problem.
Okay.
You know,
the cause. Okay.
Not the underlying problem, particularly the problem that we're going to focus our treatment on, because general rehab is not going to work in this regard.
Uh-huh.
It's already been proven that these patients are coming back and coming back. They certainly might be stronger or a little more independent, but the problem remains.
Okay. So what kind of facility would a doctor look for in sending a patient? What does a specialty balance facility look like?
Oh, that's a tough question, Jeff, because I think everybody hangs up a shingle and says, I do balance. But in my expert opinion, it's having seen and helped many across the world to develop, it really is someone who has an understanding of all the different systems that interact to give a patient, that would be some, including the visual system, the somatosensory systems, the vestibular system in particular,
okay.
So all the musculoskeletal components. So that's the ability to evaluate all of those. And a lot of clinics don't have what it takes to look at each of those systems in isolation and then together.
Okay.
In how they work in their natural way.
So does that require then some kind of equipment?
There are some basics if you're going to be a specialty clinic, particularly on the vestibular side. There are some specialty skills, some specialty training, and then some basic equipment. But the more important thing is that they're complete in their, and that they look at, again, each one of the systems, how they work alone, and more importantly, how they work together to allow the patient to function safely.
Okay. So now let's turn a little bit, and this could be a kind of a segue, but I have been receiving questions and emails about some Medicare, I don't know what to call them, changes, guidelines, dictates, whatever, about how doctors are looking at patients that might have an indicator for falling. And there's been a term thrown out there about PQRI. What can you tell our listeners about that?
Oh, I can certainly begin to orient your listeners about the Physician Quality Reporting Initiative, or PQRI, it's called. And they can easily find more detailed information on PQRI right on the APTA.org website.
Okay.
By simply putting in those letters. And it will take them to everything they need to know about the initiative. But basically what Medicare has done is recognized that there are key risk factors in the elderly population that not only place a patient at risk for various medical problems, but cost the medical system a lot of money over time if not detected early and managed early.
Mm-hmm.
That includes such things off topic as their cardiac status, blood pressure, foot condition in a diabetic, but it also includes fall risk. And what Medicare has done is said, okay, we've recognized that if you find these problems early, you're going to save us an awful lot of money. And so what they've said is, if you do screen a Medicare beneficiary, if you screen them for three risk factors when they come into your practice and document them, we will pay you 2% more for that episode of care. So conceivably, every single Medicare beneficiary you treat, you could be making 2% more for your practice. And 2% doesn't sound like a lot, but again, it's on the entire episode of care and on every one of your Medicare beneficiaries. So in this day and age, it does add up.
Mm-hmm. So now, is this the physician gets the 2% or the physical therapist?
Here's the golden thing right now.
Okay.
Everyone. So the scenario would be like this. The physician might come. We know that patients with falling or balance problems, they might be identified by their physician first,
okay,
or be identified by their therapist first.
I'm kind of losing you on your phone. You must be on a portable.
I am on a portable.
Okay. So,
am I clear now?
Yeah, now you're clear. Yeah. So the physician identifies them first.
Or the physical therapist could.
Okay.
And so Medicare allows for every single practitioner who has contact with a Medicare beneficiary to be able to evaluate the risk factors that make sense for their practice.
Okay.
So a physician might look at fall risk as well as a therapist, but they might also look at more of the medical risk factors, whereas mm-hmm. the physical therapist will look at fall risk and other risk factors for their function. So everyone benefits from this program. But I think that the real win is, remember, the physician can do this as well. And if fall risk is something they're assessing by placing them in a Romberg or by putting them on foam in the office and they identify a problem, Medicare then requires that if they identify that risk, that they then refer for some kind of a solution. That's where the benefit is to the physical therapist. That person to the physician to give them that specialty answer.
Okay. And for clarity here, does the physical therapist have to be called a specialty balance clinic or, I mean, give me some parameters on that.
No, don't. And there is no definition of what kind of fall risk tool to use, but it should be something short that is screening in nature and is validated as providing a measure of risk. No, they don't have to be a specialty clinic, but you have to accept the fact, Jeff, that these patients, these very same patients, have been seeing the doctor with this problem for a long time. They may have been to therapy before. So the physician is not looking for, I'm going to say this loosely, and I don't mean any offense, the same old physical therapy they referred for. They're looking for a different solution.
Yeah. Okay, now, Dr. Thompson, just so I have this correct, I want to make sure there's no misunderstanding. If the physician identifies a risk factor for falling, did you say he or she is required to refer out to a specialty balance?
They are required to show that they are doing something to mitigate the problem.
Okay.
And they must document it. So it would say something, referred to physical therapy, or perhaps referred to physical therapy for balance retraining. There is no parameter that says what kind, how, or, you know, how that has to be done. It just has to be documented. What I'm saying to you is that the benefit is to be the one the physician refers to actually find the solution.
Wow. That seems like big news for our industry.
Well, I think it's good for medicine, recognizing that we can, you know, intervene earlier with these people on multiple medical problems, but fall risk being one of them, and actually get to a solution faster. And 2% is really great. What people may not realize is that it ran in 2007, 2008, and was only 1.5%, but it must have worked well because they increased the value.
They bumped it, yeah. Very, very interesting. Dr. Thompson, we are out of time. Is there any, I hate to put you on the spot, but is there any way you would mind coming back and joining us next week to talk a little bit more about what those interventions or what solutions physical therapists might offer?
Oh, in terms of the tools and the ways we might approach that. Yes, I'd be happy to do that, Jeff.
Okay, all right, we'll work that out. All right, Dr. Thompson, we have got to let all these great physical therapists that are listening to our podcast get back to treating patients. So I want to thank you so much for taking your time to join us. And folks out there who found this interesting, yes, she's coming back next week. She's going to join us again for another episode. Dr. Thompson, good luck to you, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Thank you, Jeff, and good luck to everybody.
Thank you. This is Jeff Worrell. I want to thank everyone for joining us for this episode of PT Talker. I want to remind you new listeners out there that you can listen to previous episodes on iTunes. This is Jeff Worrell signing off for now, and we'll look for you next week.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.